What a beautiful celebration as we venerate the solemnity of the Assumption of Our Blessed Lady. The church calls it a solemnity because it's the highest rank to honor our Blessed Mother. She was assumed to heaven, body and soul. Does that mean that she's distant now, that she's gone? Well, no. She's even closer to all of us in her glorified state in heaven. If you turn to your left, it's my right, the beautiful stained glass window of our Blessed Mother. She has a little stick on her hand. It's called a scepter. That means she's got power. She knows what she's doing because she is the Mother of God. Therefore, my dear friends in Christ, I ask, I pray that you continue to rely on the help of our Blessed Mother because she is pointing us to heaven. She has been given the power while she was here on earth to take us to her Son. But now in heaven, she has been given the power by our Heavenly Father to bring us to Jesus Christ. She was assumed. You and I are called to be consumed by the grace of God to be in union with our Heavenly Father in heaven. Our Blessed Mother is praying for all of us so that we can make it, especially when things are difficult, when things seem that I don't know if I can make it. Well, we can, because we have a Mother who's praying for all of us, interceding so that we can make it to heaven. The Assumption, it is a celebration of the power of God. It is a celebration of the wonderful things that God can do to you and to me, for you and for me, just like He did for our Blessed Mother. The Assumption, again, it is a celebration of the power of God. God, just as He took our Blessed Mother, He's also preparing a place for you and for me to take us to Himself. But again, it is up to you and to me to allow ourselves to be consumed by His love so that we can be united with Him for all eternity. It is a celebration of love. Our Blessed Mother didn't think about it twice when she had the Word in her womb made flesh. She went to this town to pass on the news of salvation. Other translations said, Mary set out and she hurried. In other words, she didn't sit down. Well, you know what is between 90 and 100 miles. That's a lot of traveling to do. They didn't have any cars, no air or conditioning, but she didn't think about it twice. She went out to greet Elizabeth, full of joy, full of grace. In the same way, we are called to do that, to get up, to remain with God, to remain faithful, to stay with our Blessed Mother on this journey to heaven. We're also called to get up and spread the good news of salvation, especially to all of those who are suffering. In the first reading, we heard this woman who's in pain. This woman represents you and me, the church. The church is in pain because so many children are being killed by abortion. The church is in pain because so many children of God are suffering. The church is in pain because God is being abandoned. Jesus Christ, the word of Christ is not being heard, is not being shared. Therefore, like our Blessed Mother, we have to get up and continue our journey as we share the good news of salvation to our brothers and sisters. As we approach this holy banquet, as we celebrate this wonderful celebration of the Assumption, the celebration of God's power, as Mary continues to bring us to her Son, this is a beautiful sign that God has prepared a place for you and for me. For God, all things are possible. As we approach this holy banquet, full of joy, full of hope, We ask our Blessed Mother to continue to help us so that we may do whatever Christ tells us to do. And I'm going to ask you to please stand, and we are going to magnify our Lord through our Blessed Mother as we pray. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of the womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. I believe in one God, Creator of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ.